Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all didn't know, baby. It's your boy, DJ Petra.
Let's get it on.
You guys already know. You guys already know when you hear those drums playing? You hear the drums playing?
Ooh.
When those drums are playing... It's that doctor.
Doctor.
The doctor.
The doctor. Beep, beep, beep.
Dr. Bones.
Dr. Bones. Dr. Bones. Dr. Bones. I love you, Dr. Bones.
Oh, you guys already know, baby.
You know, baby.
It's the Tetra and Dr. Bones show.
All day. All day.
Every day.
Thursdays.
Every day, basically.
I welcome everybody who's calling in today. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We appreciate it.
We appreciate it. You guys do what you guys do, and we do what we do. Here out on First Street and Adams. So,
third floor? We got the third floor now?
Third floor next to the Thai Elephant. Come see us, man. Downtown.
You guys don't want to see us, actually. We're too good.
Too good. You're going to open the door. Shining. Oh.
Ah!
My eyeballs. Right, wait, where'd my eyebrows go?
Oh, God.
You just saw Tetra, that's why. That's why your eyebrows
why.
Are on.
Me and my Greek body, what can I say?
What can you say? I mean, it's beautiful.
It
there's
is.
Nothing there except stone and bricks.
He
doesn't even have meat in his body.
American muscle, baby.
American. That ain't Mexican muscle.
Like the Mustang.
Exactly. Exactly.
Dr. Bones.
What's up, man?
What do we have in store for them today?
We have a lot in store for you guys. Couple things I want to say. Today's show is dedicated to you guys. So if you guys don't put anything into it,
we're done. Goodbye.
So if you guys are calling in right now, the number is 760-454-8843. If you guys are calling in, press 1 when you call in, and we'll put you on the air.
And yeah, you'll be waiting in line, and we'll have a spot. Like, you know, if we can squeeze you in, we'll squeeze you in.
We'll squeeze you in if we have time, but most likely we'll have time. So press 1 on that number. And you can come on the show. Say how you feel about us. You hate us.
You love us.
You say you hate us. You know what you're getting.
What are they getting?
I'm getting to hit the road, Jack.
Yeah, I don't know, baby.
Yeah,
get out of here. You're done. You're garbage.
I don't play around with that stuff.
We don't kid it out. We don't play that kid crap.
I don't play around like that.
Play that grown man crap.
You try to come at me with some obscenities and curse words, you're going to get to hit the road, Jack.
I got a left hook and I'm knocking an elephant, Dr. Bones.
What?
I got a left hook and I'm knocking an elephant. I think it's good to say that.
You said you got a left cookie in your right pocket?
Yes.
Well, can I have it?
You know.
Oh, that's not nice. Something I want to tell you guys something. We've been working really hard on this show. I mean, we have cards.
We've dedicated our lives to this.
We have cards. Some people are listening to the show right now got a card. That's a big time.
I mean
that's big time. And
we got to make it big time.
We got to make it big time or we're going to be on the road. So
go hard or go home.
Go hard or go home. But
so Dr. Bones always says.
One thing I want to tell you guys, if you guys don't know who Ella Fitzgerald is, she was an old singer back like in the 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
Really, really good singer. Anywho's, she adopted a kid back in like 1930 something.
Hey, what was his name?
This cat's name is Ray Brown. Ray Brown Jr. Okay.
Ooh.
But hear this out. Dude's going to be on our show next week.
Next week?
Next week. He's going to be on the show. And you guys should tune to that because Ray Brown's going to be on here. And it's going to be really tight, I think so.
He's gonna hit us with some knowledge about, you know, Ella herself.
Yeah, he's going to tell us about his mom, how it was growing up with her and all that stuff. I mean,
this is the exclusive. Dr. Bones, Petra, what can we say? DJ
Nobody
Petra.
Talks to Ray Brown except us.
You know, and
he listened to our show a couple times. And he said he was just like... floored by it, and I was like,
he was like, wow. And we're like,
dude,
yeah, I don't know, baby.
Yeah, I know,
that's
baby.
A blast.
Here's a little clip of Ella Fitzgerald's music. If you guys aren't familiar with it, I'll throw you guys a little clip. Hold on. These records are from the 1920s. Cut me some slack.
We got to dust them off. What can we say? I mean, I don't know about you, Doctor, but I'm in the mood right now.
I'm in the mood. If that song doesn't put you guys in the mood for some love, Our Love Is Here to Stay, then...
You're losing it. You're losing it right now.
We have one hand up right now to come on the air. So
should we join him in?
So we'll join him in right now.
Let's see who it is.
So the person who did it, you're going to be on the air in a couple seconds.
Hey, Dr. Bone.
You're on the air right now. Hello?
Hey, I just want to let you guys know, as you get special guests coming on your shows, that it's not people interviewing stars. It's stars interviewing people.
Ooh. I like what I hear right now.
I like
this voice
it.
Sounds very familiar.
If I'm not mistaken, is this NASA?
Is this NASA himself?
Dude, it is,
NASA's
man. Number one fan.
NASA is joining us, but that's true, though. I mean... Because that's true.
I mean, it is true. That's why it's true.
But you know what? I thank you. Because that's true.
Dude, thank you for the shout-out, NASA. Appreciate it.
Anytime.
Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, I don't know, baby.
All right. That was NASA, guys. NASA's a cool cat. If you guys haven't checked it out, check out our last show.
Go to the website and please check it out.
Go to the last show and type in Get Crazy. It's a sick show. I mean, we did so much stuff. We, like... prank called people and just...
We actually got crazy.
That was our first show in the new studio. And,
it was pretty nice.
Pretty nice. And what did you say we did? We got crazy?
Did we get crazy? Crazy! Ooh, that's the bones.
Exactly, because that's what the ladies tell me all the time.
You already know, baby. You already know.
You already know. Sorry, I'm drinking my whiskey.
Oh, God. Don't you do that. Not on the air. Not on the air, doctor.
I had to.
You know, give me that. Give me that. Splash. Do it on the floor.
I see another hand up. I don't know if it's the same person from last time.
That would be cool. Well, let's join him in.
I don't know if it's NASA or not, if he has something to say again, but I'll put him on the air. Here we go.
Put him in.
Hello?
Yeah, you know, baby. You're on the air.
All right.
If you're not going to say anything, don't even push number one. What are you doing, guys?
Don't do it. Off. Anyway, like I was saying, a couple things I want to say this week. Giants won the World Series, guys.
Yeah, I mean, they actually did.
Giants won the World Series. I mean, I called that. I said they were going to win the World Series from the beginning all day. That's what I said.
Yeah, I was going for the Los D-backs. But, you know,
yeah.
Sometimes... You win some, you lose some.
Those D-backs were out in March.
And they win a lot. They lose a lot, actually.
They don't win a lot. It's a lot.
They don't win anything, actually.
You know what
except
they win?
World Series in 2001. Boom, boom, boom.
That's all they won, ever.
Hey, Dr. Bones. I want to get into this with you, man.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's dirty.
Dude, but,
once
you know,
again, guys call
play?
In. Drop us a line. I mean, we'll put you on right now.
All you gotta do is push number one. For all you Mexican fans out there, el numero uno.
Numero uno. Press it. This is up to the Mexican fans.
I mean, you know, because all Mexicans are crazy.
Get loca. Press numero uno. Drop us
a
line.
I mean, if you want to get loca.
You want to get loca, press number one. And like I said last week, if you want to come on here and rap battle me,
they don't even, y'all already know.
By any means, come on here and try to rap battle me, and I promise you'll leave.
Come see me, bro.
Come see me. One hit, kid.
Ooh, that's one hit.
One hit. But seriously, come on here and try to roast me. Try to roast me, and I promise I'll send you home looking like a cup of tapioca pudding. Please.
Ooh.
Please.
Mushy and white. What can we say? What can we say?
I promise. That's all I'm going to say about that. So bring your A-game.
I mean, you know, drop us a line on blogtalkradio.com/TetraMiranda.
exactly. But I just want to talk a little more about our studio downtown. I mean, because people are like, you guys don't got no studio. How you guys get a studio? You're a couple kids, man. How you get a studio?
Wow. We actually have working jobs, and
exactly.
It's this.
We have working jobs. I can't tell you where I work because I'm in the Secret Service.
I mean, what can I say? I'm part of the Green Berets, but, you know, whoops, secret's out.
Secret's out. He can kill you with his pinky.
Dude, I mean, I wear his wristbands on my hand, one snap to the forehead, pew, out for days.
And he's dead. Block Tetra kills people from the toilet.
That's what I do.
That's all he has to do.
You'll be chilling, you knock on the door, and I'll be like, dead.
Exactly.
Sorry.
I want to throw a shout out here because a lot of our fans are based in Phoenix and the Maryville area.
What? Phoenix?
But, I'm an avid member in this school and I do a lot of charity work and give back to the community. Anyway, we've been working hard on a carnival having that, and I'm promoting it right now. I'm just throwing it out there. April
29th. Ooh, that's a great date.
April 29th, it's a Friday. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, isn't your birthday around there?
It's probably like, I think a week before that, maybe
exactly
two.
Exactly a week. Anyway,
no, but,
that's besides the point.
That is besides the freaking point.
Anyway, April 29th, guys, Maryville High School, 59th Avenue. We're going to have the hugest, I mean just craziest,
most
hugest,
crazy,
grossest fair that you guys have ever heard. And the main band that's going to be headlining is RAC, Rack. I'm going to play a little clip from them right now, let you guys hear what they're up, see what's up with them, and just keep it in mind. April 29th.
Let your ears melt right now. Pretty great.
They're going to be pretty great.
And Dr. Bones, you know what I think about that?
What?
I think I like it.
You like it?
I like it a lot. I like it. I think I like it that much.
You like it that much?
A little bit.
Double like it?
Just a double like.
Ask and you shall receive, my friend.
Yeah, no, baby. That's a blast.
I mean, Ray Brown's coming on the show.
Ray Brown.
Another band's coming on the show next week is OPM. I mean, I don't know if you guys have heard of them. Because we're bringing you, this show is going to become more than just a comedy talk show.
We're bringing sexy back.
We are bringing sexy back. And you know what? I'm ashamed that I don't have that on a soundboard. Because I would love to play that right now.
Well, that would be nice.
Next week, guys, tune in. Sexy back will be on our soundboard, I promise.
But Dr. Bones, should we let them know who might be on, like our guest of honor?
Guest of honor.
Our former president? Should we let him know?
Oh, I got an email. I'm not lying, guys. Just hear me out. I got an email to my email, which is very secret. I can't tell you because I just can't.
No, don't do it.
I got an email to my thing, and it said U.S. government. And I thought to myself, I was like, U.S. government?
I mean, are these unpaid parking tickets catching back? You know, they're coming back.
Are they coming back to me? You know, did I go to Federico's too many times and didn't pay my parking tickets? I mean,
what can we say?
Anyway, it's from Bill Clinton, guys.
Bill Clinton. William Clinton.
William Clinton wants to be on the show, and I'm just like, I'm taken back. I'm just taken back. Guys, I have another person on the air. I think I know who this person is. There's three people now. I'll take the first caller first. You just put it up. You already know, baby. You're on the air. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air, baby.
What's
drop
up?
Us a line.
You're on the line.
You guys are so gay.
That's all you wanted to say?
Is that it?
No.
We don't
I'm
appreciate
bored,
that.
I figured I'd call.
Do you like our show, though, honestly?
Oh, I fucking love you. I love it.
You love our show?
Do you like our show?
Do you like it?
I love it. I would wear a t-shirt if you guys made one.
Sorry, I had to cut you off, but it's appreciated. And I know who this is, guys. This person is really cool, and she brings the jokes every day.
What can we say? She's a joker.
She's a joker.
I don't even know you.
But yeah, thank you.
Oh my God, I can hear myself.
Crazy, huh? You are on live.
That's
air.
Weird.
With people.
God, I sound like so. I sound like Lindsay Lohan.
No, you don't.
Like,
no, you need to calm down.
Have you seen Life Size?
Don't flatter yourself.
You need to calm down. Lindsay Lohan sounds like a baby on crack. I'm sorry if I offended you.
I sound like a baby on crack?
I said Lindsay
Lohan. That's exactly what I'm going for.
Lindsay Lohan, not you, ma'am. Not you.
Not you, never.
Not you. But we have other people. I appreciate it, though. I appreciate it. B. Your name starts with B.
It's Big B. What can we say?
Code name.
Big Bear. Thank you, Big Bear.
Yeah, I know, baby.
Thank you. She's gone. Okay.
Get that joker out of here.
She's gone. Next person. I don't know who this is. Your number starts with a 480. I can tell you that much.
We can tell you that.
You're on the air. Hello?
Yeah, I know, baby.
Hello? 480. I'm going to say your number on the air. Don't make me do it. You better talk.
Yeah, on the air, baby. You better say something.
480-593-8576.
I mean, this joker doesn't want to say anything. You know what to do, Dr. Bones.
You don't want to say anything? And I just want to say one thing to the people out there. If you literally call and you don't say anything and you get to hit the road jack, you never come back on the show.
Yeah, don't push one. It's not gonna say anything.
Don't push one. Because hit the road jack, serious. You get to hit the road jack, you're done.
You get to hit the road jack, you're done for life.
You're done. Those people on this show who've gotten to hit the road jack, guess what? They ain't coming back.
Death.
They ain't coming back. That's like the coffin. I'm sticking my hammer. Banging the nail into the coffin.
And you know what? We're going to super glue it shut.
Because
there's no way they can break out of that.
Exactly. We have another number. If you pressed 1, when I say that you're on the air, just say hey. Even if it's not you, just say hey, just to make sure.
Yeah.
So this person's on the air. Here we go. Hello?
Yeah, I don't know, baby. On the air.
Hello?
What's up, man?
Hey, good to hear you, man. What's up?
Tetra Blas. What's good with you?
You already know, baby. It's Tetra Blas. How's it going, sir?
I'm pretty good, even though the sun's lost today.
Oh my. Don't you remind me of this.
Don't remind us, man.
Not this time.
But
way to go.
All the Lakers fans out there, they suck. Get them.
Don't talk.
And for NASA Grounded, how are those red rings tasting for you?
Oh,
a B word.
That's not good at all, guys. Red rings. I don't know if you know, but
that's on
Xbox.
If you get a red ring on your Xbox,
you basically get death.
You get death. You need to go home. Seriously. But anything you want to say? How do you like the show? Do you like it?
Of course. Of course.
You like it, though, right?
Do you like it, right?
Yes.
Just go ahead and say you like it.
Cool.
Ooh.
Hey, have you been waiting for tonight? Have you been waiting for tonight's show?
Yes, I have.
Hey, I just want to let you know that I begin talking to Pookies every night, dog.
Every night.
Just to let you know.
It's true. But you know what?
It is true.
Thank you, sir. I don't know
Thank you,
you
sir,
are.
For support. You know, we
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
We appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
All
right. I know, baby.
Yeah, I know, baby. I ain't gonna lie, it's kind of dull.
That was all right. It was all right because I like to shout out to the Lakers because they suck.
I know. I do not like the Lakers at all.
Well, Ken, what can I say? If Kobe died today, I wouldn't care.
I wouldn't care. You know what I'd do? Well, that's a shame. Go back to washing my back with my loofah. That's what I'd do.
Ooh. You know, go back to scrubbing the whatever I scrub. I don't know how to say that.
But donkadonk.
FDA doesn't approve of this kind of stuff.
Yeah, we can't say that on the air. Even though Big Bear dropped a few of them, you know.
I mean, you know,
but I
Big Daddy
is a Big Bear, you know.
Yeah, she's a Big Bear.
She's a Big Bear. She does.
And if anybody's a Big Bear, she's a Big Bear.
She's a Big Bear. Like I was saying back to what I was saying. OPM, the band, they messaged me on Block Talk Radio, and I was like, what? They were like, you know, we listen to your show, and we really like we appreciate what you guys do because you guys are bringing up some like underground music that's really not heard.
Yeah, I know.
And at the same time, I'm like, you know what, that's crazy, you know? So I asked them, I like, reached out to them, and I was like, you know, do you guys want to be on the show? And they're like, yeah, man, we really love it. And so then I told them, yeah. And here's a song of theirs, another song. It's called Feel the Vibration by OPM, and they will be on the show sometime next week, or if they have a show one of the nights, they'll be on the week after. But
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Petra Blas.
They say that the man is so unjust, and the children don't know who to trust. Teachers and politicians die, hoping for change before our generation dies. We pay for ourselves to grow.
That's them, guys. That is OPM.
They sound pretty legit.
They're legit. I mean, they're going to be on the show next week. And show them love, man. Come on the show.
Yeah, we're going to show them the love. We'll probably give you guys a shout-out to let you know how you feel about them.
I'll let you know what? I'm going to do it. One person is going to get chosen to come on the show and talk to OPM, too.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
I said it, and I did it.
Did we just do that?
I said it.
That's spicy. That's spicy, doctor.
But, yeah, we've been talking to a lot of bands. A lot of bands have been contacting us. OPM.
The Green?
The Green. This band in Hawaii called The Green. They want to be on our show. I even contacted this agent. Okay, his name is Val. Val, and Val is the agent of Gogo Bordello. If you guys don't know who they are, it's just a ridiculous band.
I mean, if you have an agent named Val, you know you're thinking. Just the name Val. Like,
I mean,
wow.
This band is just off the charts. And I'll play a little clip. I know some of you have heard of them, some of you hadn't. But they're just ridiculous. But in a good way.
Super crazy.
Well, that's so fun. Get up, get your Sally was a 15-year-old girl from Nebraska.
Sally.
Is that Satan himself? Is that Satan himself? I don't know. We have Lucifer on the air.
Sally was a 15-year-old girl from Nebraska. And that's a cliffhanger. You guys want to know what happens to Sally in the song? You go look it up. Sally by Gogo Bordello.
Or you could just wait until we get them on the air.
Or you can just wait until we get on the air. And I talk
that would be better.
And I talk to Eugene myself. And
ooh.
That's what's going to happen. We're on a first-name basis.
But I call him Big G.
Yep, he does. He does. There's two more hands up. I'm going to do them. Like, I don't think that they're going to talk because the hands have been up for a while, but I'm going to try one. And if you don't, this is the turn down of our thing. There's no name. There's just numbers. So if you don't talk, I'm going to put your number on blast.
You know, once you hear that, y'all didn't know, babe, you're on the air. You're on the air. Think about
it. You
got
to talk. Even if you pressed one, just talk because if you don't talk.
Yeah, because we don't know. You don't know if you're on or not.
Yeah, your number's going to get blasted. So here we go. You already know, babe. You're on the air.
You're on the air.
Hello? All right, 623-313-3550. You're on the air.
This is you, baby. Say something.
Am I on the air again?
Wow. You know what to do.
Gone. I'm not even going to play Hit the Road Jack and waste my time because, like, I'm not. You know what? We got to do it, Tetra. Let's just squeeze in a little prank call. I can't take it.
Oh, I mean, that's a risky business right there, doctor.
Let's go, let's do it. I can't hold it. Guys, this cat, she was crazy, though, in the eighth grade. She's crazy.
She was singing to me on the phone and whatnot. I mean,
literally, she is crazy.
She'll throw a tamale up your face without a second thought, you know?
She will slap you with a tamale. and call you grandma.
She's like, abuela, take this. Ow.
And I'm like, whoa, but we got 5 minutes left on the air. I think
yeah.
We should seriously hit her up. Hit it up.
Hey, Dr. Barnes, I'll be back. Yeah, I don't know.
Hit it up, man. Legitly, guys, this girl's crazy, and I haven't talked to her in a while. She might even toss out some bad words, and I'm going to have to boot her. Boot it and kaboot it, because that just might happen. So, we will see. We'll see what happens. I really hope I don't have to boot her, but if it happens, it happens. Here's a little more music from Mumford & Sons called Roll Away Your Stone.
You told me that I would find a home within the fragile substance of my soul.
Wow, Doctor. I guess kids these days don't like to answer the phone.
I had a slight feeling in my chest that she wasn't going to pick up because...
She's probably ripping out her chest hairs right now, you know?
She probably would. Like, I'm going to go on a tangent. Let's just roast her for the next, like, couple minutes because this girl's crazy.
She's a... You want to tell her what she did?
She eats crickets, for one. I mean, I'm not even kidding. Like, let's say... This is back in the day when I was in 8th grade, guys. I'm chilling, doing my thing. You already know, baby. You already know, baby. You already know, baby. I walk in the lunchroom. I'm like, what's that?
Who's sitting there?
What's that haunting aroma? It smells like, what is that, like beans and like chili and mustard mixed together. Come to find out, I look at her. I'm going to throw her name on blast. Her name is Jeanette. I turned. I'm like, what? Girl straight up eating crickets.
You know what she calls them? Disgusta bugs.
Disgusta bugs. That's what she calls them.
Would you like some Disgusta bugs?
I slapped her face as soon as she
gave her the 12-6 elbow. I mean, you know, I brought my heel to her nose, and she was like, oh, Disgusta bugs. And I was like, yeah, think about it.
Seriously, she was crazy. I mean, another time I can recall, we were playing football. And, like, we were playing football. And I got to tell the story for this. We were playing football against some big muscular guys. And everybody
they're Mexicans.
Thought,
it was the Mexicans.
Mexicans. Everybody thought we were going to lose. We're like, oh, you guys are going to lose. Those guys are going to crush you. Any Hoosiers. We're playing them, beating the snot out of them.
Oh.
And then I turn and look. Like, I'm playing QB, I think. I toss a touchdown pass, and I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling good.
Yeah, I don't know, baby.
Yeah, I know, baby. I turn and look to my side, and who is it?
Disgusta bugs herself.
It's her herself cheering for me. Go, go, Dr. Bones.
She was trying to be a cheerleader that year. Guess what? Didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
It's not her breath. What can we say?
It's not her breath, and she was done. But she had the song called Boston. I'll play it right now in the background. But, like, it was just weird. Like, it had, like, an eerie feeling to it. And, like...
Should we tell her what she did to us? No, Doctor.
Tell him. Go ahead.
So one time, I made a call for Doctor for her. I made a call. And then, so I'm talking for like 5 minutes. She busts out in song. I think I'll move to Boston. I'm like, whoa.
Like, she thought she was good, legitly. She thought that she was good.
She took choir as an elective. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm the next Stevie Wonder. And I'm like, no, you're not blind.
You know what you're going to do? You ain't no Stevie Wonder.
You ain't black. You ain't black and blind. What's the matter with you?
Get out of here. But we have about 1 minute left on the show, I think. It goes by fast. I'm not even kidding. Like,
it goes by too fast.
Once we upgrade to premium, it's going to be great. But I just want to throw some stuff out there. Ray Brown Jr., Ella Fitzgerald's son, will be on the show next week. OPM will be on the show next week. Gogo Bordello will be on the show in the next month.
I know, Big Bill Clinton himself.
Bill Clinton will be on the show pretty soon. And, you know, that's all I got to say about today. I'm not going to lie, today's show was a little bit dry. Not that much. There was some laughs in there. But because this show today was a fan-driven show.
It was supposed to be about you guys, but...
You guys put how much into it, how much you want out of it, if that makes any sense.
You know, what can we say?
I think John Kennedy said it best. Ask not what your country can do. Ask what
you can
do
for your
country.
Oh.
That's all I got to say about that.
And then he got shot. That's what happens. That's what happens when you say stupid quotes like that.
So
JFK.
Please don't shoot us. I didn't know it. But I want to end on the show today by Mumford & Sons. I've been playing it the past show, but I just want to finish it out.
Is it a Little Lion Man?
No, it's Roll Away Your Stone. It's on the most people don't know.
Oh, I love that one too. What can
but,
I say?
Going from now, this is Dr. Bones.
This is your boy, DJ Tetra. You know, hope to call in tomorrow. I'll be sure
tomorrow
at 9:30.
Tomorrow I'll have print calls and everything. Tune in. Thank you.
For I'm afraid of